Good morning. Thank you all for coming. I'm going to start this morning's session by talking a little bit about Denver Public Health and one method that we've utilized to help us prepare for the changes that are affecting our STD clinic. So you might be wondering what changes I'm referring to. And it went away. There we go. So the main driver of change, of course, has been the Affordable Care Act, or the ACA. Colorado is a Medicaid expansion site, and we were extremely successful. We've had over 170,000 new Medicaid enrollments as of April 15th. So the question would be, what does that do to affect our STD clinic? As those that were previously uninsured gain access to care, would they continue to seek care through our STD clinic, or would they choose to go through primary care? Another main driver of change, if this works, was decreased federal funding. And because of decreased federal funding, Denver Public Health had to institute many operational changes within our STD clinic, which included the introduction of Medicaid and third-party billing, which you'll hear about in just a little bit, and also a sliding scale copay. So to inform these operational changes and also to assess what impact the ACA may have with our clinic, we decided to implement a supplemental survey to look at the care-seeking behavior of those coming to our STD clinic for care. The hope was that if we could better understand what chose them to choose our clinic, then we could better plan for the future. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today, is that supplemental survey. I'll start with a brief background about the Denver Metro Health Clinic for those of you who aren't familiar with us. We'll talk a little bit about how our survey was designed and implemented. I'll go briefly into the overview of the results to date, and then a couple of conclusions and implications. So the Denver Metro Health Clinic, or the DMHC, is a full-service STD and family planning clinic. We see over 13,000 visits annually, and that equates to about 9,500 unique clients per year. We are the largest STD clinic in the Rocky Mountain region. We serve not only the residents of Denver County, but also the surrounding metro area. Our client population tends to be a bit older. 58% of our visits in 2013 were male, with 46% identifying as MSW and 12% MSM. 39% are white non-Hispanic, 34% Hispanic, and 20% black non-Hispanic. Moving on to survey methodology, we structured our survey into cycles, and the goal was to have 500 completed surveys within each cycle period. To date, we've completed two full cycles of our survey, one at the end of 2013 and one at the beginning of 2014, and we've just started a third cycle of our survey at the end of May, which is currently in process. So to be clear, the data that I'm going to be presenting today is a compilation of those first two survey cycles together. Anyone visiting our clinic for a new problem during the survey collection period was eligible to participate. By obtaining the visit date and the visit log number of the patient, we could link their survey data to their electronic medical record, which gave us access to demographics, testing, and also behavioral and risk data. The survey was comprised of three sections, one looking at health insurance status, the second, care-seeking behavior, and the third was healthcare utilization. And this was utilization not only for STD and family planning services, but also for regular care. From the two cycles combined, we had over 1,000 unique patient responses. There were 17 people that were identified as having filled out the survey in both of the first two cycles. So for the purposes of this analysis, only their first survey response was utilized. 58% of our respondents were male, with 43% identifying as MSW and 15% MSM. 40% were white non-Hispanic, 32% Hispanic, and 21% black non-Hispanic. The mean age of our respondents was 31.3 years. So for health insurance status, we asked a couple questions. First, we asked the individuals whether or not they had insurance. If they did not have insurance, we asked why not. And if they did have insurance, we asked them to identify the type of insurance that they had. 63% identified that they did not have health insurance, with 70% stating that cost was the main factor. Of the 37% who did have health insurance, 54% had private insurance and 32% Medicaid. With regards to care-seeking behavior, we basically asked the patients to identify the main reasons that they chose care in our clinic for that day. The top reasons include confidentiality, the ability to be seen quickly, and not knowing where else to go for care. Now, I want to let you know that the survey was structured in such a way that they could choose all that applied in each in the areas. So these columns are not mutually exclusive. Since we are an STD clinic that sees a disproportionate amount of males, we did stratify this data by gender. And we see that while men and women both cite confidentiality as the main reason for choosing care at the DMHC, we also see some differences in care-seeking behavior between the two groups. Most specifically, the areas to the right, which include access to specialized doctors, the cost of the visit, and not being able to get in to see their regular physician. Looking at this same data by insurance status, we also see that regardless of insurance, confidentiality and convenience are still among the highest cited reasons for choosing the DMHC for care. Healthcare utilization was asked at two separate questions. We asked individuals to identify the last time they visited a healthcare provider for regular care, which was defined as visiting a provider for flus, physicals, colds, things of that nature, and also the last time they visited a healthcare provider for STD care or family planning services. 56% of respondents said that they had visited a healthcare provider for regular care within the past 12 months, and 52% of respondents said they had visited a healthcare provider for STD or family planning services in the past 12 months. Examining this data by gender, we see that women tend to receive STD care more regularly than men. 58% of females said they had visited a healthcare provider for STD or family planning services in the past 12 months, compared to 46% of men. As a follow-up to our STD and family planning utilization question, we asked those that had identified visiting a provider in the past 12 months to then further identify where they had gone for care. Not surprisingly, almost 49% of individuals identified the Denver Metro Health Clinic as where they had gone for care in the past 12 months. Other venues include private physicians, Planned Parenthood, other health departments, and ER or urgent care. Examining this information by gender, we still see some differences between where men and women go to receive STD and family planning. While both groups identify visiting the DMHC the most, our data also suggests that women may utilize additional options outside the STD clinic for STD care and family planning, which includes private physicians and Planned Parenthood. There are some limitations to our study, first being that this is self-reported data, and also we limited this survey to those that were attending our STD clinic, which could potentially introduce some bias into our results. So how did this help us plan for the future? And I came up with two great ways that it helped us. And the one was to understand our payer mix. Knowing that 37% of our visits, our patients had health insurance, it allowed us to start projecting what potential revenue we might gain by implementing Medicaid and third-party billing. It also helped us gain a better understanding of who wasn't insured, which was extremely helpful during ACA enrollment to estimate the number that might be eligible. And second, it allowed us to gain a better understanding of why people chose our care in the clinic. As STD clinics move more towards a business model, knowing what gets people in the door helps us plan better our marketing strategies. And also, it reinforced to us that our STD clinic will continue to be necessary despite expanded health insurance, not only to serve as a safety net for those who choose not to enroll in insurance or perhaps don't qualify, but also as an option for those with coverage who choose to seek care at our clinic for confidentiality or convenience reasons. I'd like to take a moment to give my thanks to the collaborators listed on this slide, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you. Thank you.